12,503, Scott and Heather Carpenter seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Pebble Drive within the Sandy Beach subdivision. The 911 address is 106 Pebble Drive, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 6, Parcel 169. The applicant is seeking an 11-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard requirement for a proposed porch and steps. We have received 5 letters of support for this application, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Heather Carpenter, 106 Pebble Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Scott Carpenter.
Same address. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. Can you go over, you answered those on your application?
The uniqueness of the property includes the home already being on the 30-foot setback from the road. Therefore, we would need the variance to build the porch, which would be at the, I believe, the 10-foot setback that we're asking for. 11-foot setback that we're asking for. Cannot be otherwise developed. We're already at the setback. Not created by the applicant. We purchased the home in 2016 as is at the current setback. We desire to add the front porch. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will only add to the character of our home and the neighborhood, as you see by the letters that we submitted. In addition, we also would like to add the front porch for reasons being of heating and air conditioning. The front of the home gets very, very hot in the summer with the setting sun, and it's very hot to touch the door. So that would certainly add, as well as to the warming of the air conditioning, cost of, you know, heating and air. And with COVID, we also included in our application the potential that we may need to hire a tutor at some point versus having the tutor in the home. We'd prefer to have the tutor on the covered porch just for additional safety precautions for our children. And the minimum variance, 10, you said 11 feet to the front of the home.
Oh, it changed. Because it's, they made us add the steps in there.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Madam Chair, go ahead, Dr. Horst.
Please. What is the distance from the edge of paving to the property line? Looks like it's quite a bit.
The edge of paving as in the road?
Yes. To the yellow line there.
To be honest, I've never measured it.
Okay.
See, it says 30-foot setback, but I think from road to house is quite a bit more than that. I'm not sure what they were calling the property line.
Okay.
Actually, the way that's going by, it's the telephone poles. So there's probably another 10 feet, 10, 12 feet.
All right.
I never looked at that map before like that, so I'm sorry. Yeah, so the across the road, they're about, their property line is much closer to the road than ours does.
Right.
Well, that overlay may not be quite accurate.
Right, I understand. Yeah, I've never measured from the front of the house to the edge of the road.
Okay.
Any other questions?
See, you have septic access here. Is that in the backyard affecting your ability to build a porch on the back?
Oh, yeah, the septic takes over the backyard. There's nothing available.
Yeah, we had to put a pool on the side of the home as a result of that.
Yeah, a little 12-foot pool.
Mr. Sharp, do you have anything?
Did you look at averaging your house
with your neighbors? Is that something that could have been done? Are your neighbors as close to the front yard as you?
I mean, to the left and right of us, yes. They're just pretty much the same. Across the road, I've never averaged.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Two in the back. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no callers that wish to make comments.
Thank you. No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Is that the steps included in this?
Yes, the steps were included.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12503 for Scott and Heather Carpenter.
I have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second, Dr. Carson.
Yes, two very nice young people sitting with you, voting yes for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Yes, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
For the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Additional business before the board?
None other than to note that there are 5 hearings next week and 4 hearings currently planned for January 4th.
Okay, then.
Other than that, I have nothing.
You're just busy.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.